Well, good evening, and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Each week, I try to bring you the best in cantorial, Yiddish, Israeli, and American Jewish music. For those of you who tuned in a little before 9 o'clock, you heard some music from the album Jewish Rhapsody by Vyacheslav Grushovsky. This is on traditional song and dance melodies. Some very easygoing music. I hope you enjoy that. Well, took a week off. Didn't want to conflict with your breakfast last Monday night. I think that would have been a little tough. And I know that some of you are watching some football game right now. That is, if the TV and the computer are in the same room. Some of you are recording the program, and some of you are recording the football game, and some of you are watching the game and listening while it's on mute. Okay, however it is, welcome to the program. By the way, just give you a heads up, during the second hour, if you have your siddur available, you might want to follow. It's going to be a medley of Mipenei Chatoenu. And for those of you who have the art scroll, you'll want to turn to page 678, because there'll be some different versions of Umi Pnei Chataenu. We'll get more about that during the second hour. In the meantime, let's get on with our music, our mixture. For those of you who are tuning in for the first time, the first hour is a mixture of everything but Chazonis, and or cantorial music, and the second hour is strictly cantorial. Okay, let's go to the Piamentes, and this is Asher Bora.
Sason, sason v'simcha, hatan hatan v'kala. Asher bara sason v'simcha, hatan hatan v'kala. Asher bara sason, sason v'simcha, hatan 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 v'kala.
Oh,
Were you dancing? Myra, I hope you enjoyed that. And Sheldon, no, we're not going to call you Shepsel, but Sheldon, if you're listening, I dedicate the next selection to you and to Myra. These are some new listeners. We're going to hear Tzlil V'Zemer with Simon Tov. Okay, that's from a 1991 album of Tzlil V'Zemer, volume number 5. The first album was Piamenta's. The Asher Boro song was from 1987. As you notice, I like to stay around the 70s and the 80s, sometimes into the 90s. Okay, you know I started all this hobby in 1977, and a year later they came out with the 1978 Hasidic Song Festival, and let's hear. This is Ki Mitzion with Mike Burstein. Ki Mitzion, again from the 1978 Hasidic Song Festival.
Kimitzion teitze Torah, Kimitzion teitze Torah, Kimitzion, Kimitzion, Kimitzion teitze Torah, Kimitzion teitze Torah, Kimitzion teitze Torah. Kimitzion teitze Torah. Udvar Hashem Mirushalayim, Udvar Hashem Mirushalayim, Udvar Hashem Mirushalayim, Udvar Hashem Mirushalayim. Kimitzion teitze Torah, Kimitzion teitze Torah, Kimitzion, Kimitzion, Kimitzion teitze Torah, Kimitzion, Kimitzion teitze Torah. Udvar Hashem
1978. Well, have you noticed that in Israel, they don't have the Israeli song festivals like they used to, or the Hasidic song festivals, or the Oriental song festivals? It's all gone by the wayside. Right now, it's noise. Whatever. I show my bias, of course. Anyway, Myra, you know that I enjoy boys' choirs. I really, really do. And it's one of my my goals. I don't know if I have a lot of different goals and dreams. Of course, you know, Cantor's World, hopefully it'll come back in some form again in the future, is to see a proliferation of boys' choirs in shuls. When you read the biographies of the great cantors of the past, invariably, when they were young children, they sang in choirs and they heard great cantors. And there are many great cantors around and great cantors in the works, I must say. You know some of my biases. There are some fine young cantors who make sure that there is a future for fine chazanis. But we need choirs. We need boys' choirs that develop into men's choirs. And every once in a while, there is a discovery there. You never know whose soul will be touched. And in turn, they will touch our souls. Okay, enough of that preaching. Let's get back to another selection from the Tzilel V'Zemer Boys' Choir. But this is a volume 4 from a 1988 album. This is Pishu Li, Tzilel V'Zemer. And make sure I'm hitting the right controls. Pishu Li, Tzilel V'Zemer.
Oh,
Leo Vizemmer. Now let's go to the Gateshead Boys Choir. And this is Seam Shalom, Gateshead. Gateshead Boys Choir.
Sim, 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 shavolaim, sim, 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 shavolaim, sim, sim, shavolaim, tayeva oberava.
That was the Gateshead Boys Choir with Seam Shalom. Myra, I hope you're enjoying this music. And by the way, if you just click on archive and you can go to past programs, you see the index. And there is a way, by the way, if you want to fast forward to the second hour just to hear Chazonis, you just have to play around with, there's a little dial there, a little yellow dial you just push to the right so that you might want to listen to the first hour also. I know you're a fan of all the music, but you particularly enjoy Chazonis. And I do have a request. If you are listening to this program, obviously you enjoy the music, or unless you're a masochist, but you do enjoy the music. Perhaps you have some friends who enjoy the music also, who would enjoy this type of program. Why don't you just give them a call, tell them that they can listen either now or at any time. Remember that the programs are archived so that you can listen at your leisure. For those of you who are wondering why we've had a little trouble getting a few of the last programs on, and this program may take a little while, my computer consultant is away on vacation, and he's been trying to teach me how to download the disc onto the computer and so forth, but I am computer illiterate. I'm amazed that I'm able to do these controls by myself. Yes, I'm sitting in my apartment working all the controls, and I think I'm getting the hang of it now. Not too many mistakes. But be that as it may, you know that word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising, and just pass the word on to others who may enjoy the music. And also, if you are a member of a congregation or a Jewish organization, you might want to just put a little blurb so other people will learn about the program. This is a labor of love for me, as you know, and I just want to share my collection with you, as I have done since 1977. Okay, Smoky Mountain Shabbos. This is a 1988 album. It's David Schneier and the Fabrengen Fiddlers. This is a medley of Dror Yikra and Or Zarua. Again, this is Smoky Mountain Shabbos.
Dror Yikra, Leven Yimbad, Vim Sarchem Kemo Vavad, Neim Shimchem Velo Yushvat, Shevu Venuchu Beyom Shabbat. Derosh Navi Veulami Veot Yeshav Aseimi Nitas Orek Betoch Karmir She'ei Shavat V'nei Ami Deror Yikra Leven Yimbat V'in Sarchem Kemo Vavad Neim Shimchem V'lo Yushvat Shivu v'nuchu b'yom Shabbat Deroch Hura b'toch Batra V'gam Bavel asher gavra Nitzot Sarai b'yaf Evra Shema Koli b'yom Ekra Deror Yikra, Leven Yimbad, Vein Sarchem, Kemo Vavad, Neim Shimchem, Velo Yushvat, Shevu Venuchu, Beyom Shabbat. Or zaru ala tzadik, hu yishrei lev simcha. 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 Simchu tzadikim b'Hashem Simchu tzadikim b'doshem Ve'odu, ve'odu Ve'odu lezecher kodsho Tzadikim b'doshem Simchu tzadikim b'doshem והודו 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 לזכר קודשו והודו לזכר קודשו.
Okay, that was David Schneier and the Fabringen Fiddlers from the album Smoky Mountain Shabbos. Henny, I understand you're listening. Welcome to the program. And Benny, I know you were listening, and perhaps you'll come back for the Chazanis. And Bruce, you had told me how much you enjoy when I play the same selection and show different, variations in terms of the tunes, and even perhaps it's the same melody, but done with a totally different feel. So during the second hour, I'm going to drive you crazy with Umi Penecha To'eno. I'm just giving you a heads up on that. Let's go back to the early 80s, and this is Gershon Viroba. Gershon Viroba with Od Yishama. Okay, Od Yishama will come out next. Od Yishama next.
Yeah.
Well, that was Gershon Voroba, and that was not Odi Shamar, that was Shivchi, and it's a Kalbach tune. Okay, I will explain to you. I prepare the program in advance, and I take the tapes and the records, which are primarily the music that I play is from tapes and records, not from CDs, and I transpose it onto a CD so that I don't have to deal with working with a lot of different equipment because I'm doing this without an engineer. And this way, it's set. So I guess when I wrote down the particular song, I mixed it up, and I'm hoping that when I hit the switch for the next selection, that it just was that I transposed one selection for the other. Let's hope that this is Gershon Voroba with Ode Yishama. If it isn't, then we'll go on to something else. Okay, let's see how this works. Gershon Voroba, let's see. This is Ode Yishama.
Oh,
Okay, I got that straightened out. That was Gershon Feroba. The first selection that he sang was Shivchi. It was a Kalbach melody. And, of course, we just heard Od Yishamar. Well, those of you who know, over the years I've done a presentation. I give a presentation on comedy, Jewish comedy. It's about an hour and a half of nonstop laughter. It's recordings of Myron Cohn and Mickey Katz and Mousie Lawrence and Betty Walker. And it's all really the best of the classics of Jewish comedy. And I always start the presentation with a brief comment about Norman Cousins, who many of you know was ill. He had a life-threatening illness, and he decided to watch comedy movies and to look for laughter. He was theorizing that if stress can cause illness, why shouldn't happiness do the reverse to help fight illness? And as you know, when you laugh, endorphins are produced, and they have found that endorphins are very special in fighting disease and illness. So I'm going to help you fend off some illness for a little while anyway. And these are a couple of bits that are coming up. The first one will be Mousie Lawrence, and he's going to be talking about the problems one has when going on vacation. Mousie Lawrence, this will be the first bit.
The Catskills are the best place to go for a weekend. And if you go up there for a weekend, of course, you have to pack to go away. Ah, but that's the fun of the weekend, packing. Packing between a man and a woman, the joy, the happiness, the fun, the friction, the animosity, the hatred, the things that two people wanted to say to each other for months. Now comes pouring out of our mouths, but we never say them to each other. Men usually talk into a drawer. I ask you, do I need this? He's questioning jockey shorts in a drawer, this guy. You see, men hate to pack to go away. When it comes time for a guy to pack to go away, we just slip into a coma. We just follow her all over the house in amazement here. Because women don't pack. Women choreograph this move. Women are dancing all around the house. Every light is on. Every closet is open. Every drawer is pulled out. Every piece of luggage is hanging down. She has that hanger under her chin. I feel pretty. Everything she folds neatly with tissue paper in between and a little bottle of alcohol in case she has to perform an operation on the way up there. And this yutz is walking behind. Packing? Are you packing here or are you leaving me? How about the couch? Are we taking the couch? Ladies, you have to admit you take more with you than you really need when you go away. When my wife and I go on a vacation, if they rob the house, who cares? We got everything with us. What am I going to lose? Two curtain rods, maybe.
Let's go to Jackie Mason and his bit about vacation.
You ever see a Jewish husband go on a vacation? This is fascinating. Not to you. But it's fascinating to watch a Jewish husband go. Not one Jewish husband in the history of this country ever thought himself of going on a vacation. It never enters his mind. One day he's sitting in his house, and this yenta looks at him. As every Jewish woman says the same thing. I don't like the way you look. Look what you look like. Hey, I can't look at you. They always tell you the same thing. I don't need the vacation. It's for you. Look what you look like. I can't look at you. You need a vacation. Oh, you're going good. Thank God that then she goes and she forgets he's even going with her. As soon as the vacation starts, she forgets all about him completely. It's interesting. If you watch an Italian woman going on a vacation, the whole vacation could be for a year and a half. They still take one schmata under their arm and they go. An Italian woman does. That's right. That's how she goes. You ever see how a Jewish woman goes on a vacation? The whole vacation could be for 2 days, but she starts collecting valises. From all over the world, valises and valises. He's walking around with one schmata and she's collecting and collecting. And she's collecting valises and packing for every occasion, in case it rains, in case it doesn't rain, in case I get up early, not so early, very early, in case something gets wet, very wet, pretty wet, not so wet, in case I go to the lobby, I almost go, I forget to go, in case somebody has the same thing, close to the same thing, almost the same thing, in case, and he's walking around with one jacket, where should I put my jacket?
Jackie Mason. I have to tell you, his early programs, they were really, really hilarious. He's still okay, but I wish he would get that old, the old comedy back. I don't know that you can do that, but he was so terrific when he first came to Broadway. And what can I tell you? The world has changed. The world has changed. The next bit is for those of you, I don't know, do we have any gamblers? Any gamblers listening? I don't think so. Oh, there is one. Yes, there is one. So I dedicate this to my dear friend, the gambler. And this is Mousy Lawrence. He's talking about Atlantic City. Mousy Lawrence and the bit about Atlantic City.
Here in Atlantic City. City? I don't even think this is a city. I think this is a bus terminal down here. Have you noticed you hardly see cars here anymore? You see limousines or buses. If you come here with a limousine and you lose, you go home by bus. But the bus is the best way to go to Atlantic City. You get on the bus, you give them $9, they give you $18 in chips and $14 in quarters, a deli discount, two coupons for a buffet, one for a pickle, one for a tray. They give you a gold hat, a kazoo, they give you group cha-cha lessons on the bus. They give you a red ticket, you bring it back a month later, they give you back a blue ticket, they stamp the red ticket, give you a change of a quarter, you give them a buck and a half. They give you four tickets to a show that's not appearing here. And the bus gets down and the doors of the buses open up and these people come running, flying, moving, the speed of these people getting off. And these are gambling people getting off. They come walking off and limping off and hiking off with canes and crutches. And they hand in the coupon and they get the roll of quarters and they drop the canes and they walk by themselves to that slot machine.
Have you ever seen Mousy Lawrence? He is so good. He really is. Perhaps one of the best comedians, Jewish comedians around. Certainly one of the best. Well, before the holidays, for many, many weeks, I had a Lecha Dodi marathon. What I found in going back through my collection that there were dozens and dozens and dozens of different recordings of the same prayer, but done, you wouldn't think it was the same prayer. I mean, each one is done so individualistically, and they pick up a different segment of the prayer, and I'm just realizing that that's what I'm doing during the second hour also. But okay, listen, you'll forgive me. I'm going to be showing or playing different segments of the same prayer. Let's go to Camp Shalva. And this is for the 30th version or whatever. Quite a few versions that I've been playing of Lecha Dodi. This is Camp Shalva with Lecha Dodi.
The Catskills are the best.
Thank you.
Camp Shalva. Now let's hear Safam. You know they're favorites of mine. Safam with Lecha Dodi.
Lecha Dodi, Lekrat Kala, Tnei Shabbat, Nekabela. Lecha Dodi, Lekrat Kala, Tnei Shabbat, Nekabela. Shomor v'zachor, v'dibur echad. Ishmiyanu kel, ham yuchad. Hashem echad, hushimau echad. V'sheim ul tiferet, v'liti lo. Kabbala, Likrat Shabbat, Lechu v'nelcha.
Part of the Lecha Dodi marathon. Someone once asked me, what's my next marathon after that? I think it's going to be Adon Olam, because you can't imagine how many different versions of Adon Olam there are. But I could do that with almost any selection, Sim Shalom from the prayers, and I will be doing that. This is Uri Shevach. Uri Shevach, Lecha Dodi.
זכור בדיבור אחד השמיענו כל המיוחד השם אחד ושמו אחד לשם ותפארת ולי תהילה לך דודי לקראת קהלה לקראת קהלה בני שבת נקבלה נקבלה לך דודי לקראת קהלה לקראת קהלה בני שבת נקבלה בלה התנה אהרי מאפר קומי לבשי בגדי תפארתך עמי על יד ברישי בית הלחמי קורבה אל נפשי גאלה לך דודי לקראת קהלה לקראת קהלה בני שבת נקבלה נקבלה לך דודי לקראת קהלה לקראת קהלה בני שבת נקבלה נקבלה בואי בשלום עטרת בעלה גם בשמחה ובצהלה תוך אמוני עם סגולה בואי קלה, בואי קלה לך דודי לקראת קהלה לקראת קהלה פני שבת נקבלה נקבלה
בונה ביתך